Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
I thought this was forever away. Not forever, because I mean, I think I mentioned it at some point, but I was still like...
The ACMs, Thursday, Amazon Prime.
Ah.
No Prime membership required.
No, that's right, but good point. I also thought that was not coming up like in a literal 2 days. But yes, stream that when you get a chance to. The rest of the shows, heck, will be. Driverless semis are here.
You brought this up.
On the roads now. Now, see, that's what I mean. I thought it was like a work in progress. I didn't think it was now. Like, as in, they're on the roads.
When you said they were coming, I guess I thought the threat was imminent.
You thought that you'd be seeing a semi doing full speed
in the near
down
future.
The highway. And then look over and see no one behind the wheel.
Well,
just a,
maybe they're short.
Just
I make no
box.
Assumptions.
So I'm watching the news this morning, and sure enough, yeah, this is a real thing. They're already running. They're making runs between Houston and Dallas on I-45. The first one apparently was carrying frozen pastries.
Of course.
And so the question everyone has.
What kind of pastries? No? Okay.
How safe are these things? So who would you turn to?
Did they arrive in one piece?
Apparently they did. I mean, there wasn't an explosion of pastries all over 45. But who would you ask if you wanted to determine how safe these driverless semis are? Think it over.
The Texas Hammer.
See, I would... That's a very good answer. That's a very good answer. No, you
would he stand in front of a driverless semi?
No chance. Maybe his kid. That might be a chance to really step up. You know what I mean?
Stand there, like, prove yourself.
Get there with that. It's like, no, they asked the president of the company.
We have tested this thing, as I mentioned, for years
right.
and millions of miles. We have had some of the best truck drivers in the world come and sit in the cab and actually observe.
The company's flagship product is the Aurora Driver, a truck with advantages over human drivers.
Advantages.
We have almost a 360-degree view around the entire vehicle. We can see 4 football fields in advance.
Fisher says the company's mission is to make roads safer, with their trucks not needing drivers who can be fatigued or need to make frequent stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like to get gas?
How do they get gas? How do they get gas? How... Who's in charge of that?
What happens in an emergency?
You know, like, does it? I mean, I assume it pulls over to the side if it can.
If it can. Otherwise, it just stops in the middle of the freeway, and you have to wait for
who's it call?
Whomever to come out.
Who's it gonna call? Yeah, they've had the best truck drivers sit in and check this out. Like what? Alan Grant in Jurassic Park? He was the best in the world too. Just to, you know, lay that all out there.
I don't like
this.
Good
Lord.
I don't like this at all.
This is not how I want to start my Tuesday, but this is how we're starting our Tuesday. Thank y'all for being here. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, I know we keep talking about the ACMs.
Yes.
Number one, we're contractually obligated to, but number
but it's
two.
It's also day after tomorrow.
Genuinely shaping up to be a pretty epic award show.
Very much so.
It's the 60th annual. And they're planning something special for Keith Urban, who is celebrating 25 plus years in the business.
Believe it or not.
So Keith will receive the Triple Crown Award, which can only be given out to artists who have won New Artist of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. We talked about this because Luke Combs is in the running to also get this if
yes.
he can clinch Entertainer of the Year.
That's the last jewel in the crown.
The last time the award was given out was in 2010 when Carrie Underwood achieved the honor. Keith will be joining Miranda Lambert, George Strait, Dolly Parton, and Brooks and Dunn as Triple Crown winners.
Good Lord.
To celebrate him, the ACM Awards will feature a medley of his greatest hits, all sung by superstars like Chris Stapleton, Megan Maroney, and the Brothers Osborne.
Cannot wait.
And actually, I'm eyeing that timeline. 2010, Carrie Underwood. I think actually Lainey Wilson did it in 2024.
Really?
When she got Entertainer of the Year.
Oh, that got her.
I think she has done it. in the fastest time of anyone, if we went back and checked that. But yeah, I believe Lainey Wilson is also a Triple Crown winner. So fingers crossed for Luke Combs, and congratulations to Keith Urban. Remember, you can watch all the ACM actions as they celebrate that 60th anniversary on Amazon Prime. No Prime membership required. Just tune in around 7 p.m. Central. Now, I don't know that you can really ruin a Final Destination. I mean, there are no spoilers when it comes to a Final Destination film, correct?
Spoiler.
Like, spoiler alert, everybody dies.
That's the movie.
Horrifically.
That's the movie.
And they have since it began
that's the point.
Many moons ago.
You're going to get really uncomfortable because they just, oh,
they just keep finding more and more grotesque and horrible ways to end your life.
You have a horrible death. That's the movie.
It's like they watched the 100,000 Ways to Die, whatever that show was.
Over and over and over again in a loop.
But combined them.
That's the one.
So Final Destination Bloodlines hits theaters May 16th. And one of the stunt women in the film actually came out of retirement to set a world record for the oldest person ever to be set on fire on camera.
That sounds like a Final Destination scene.
Her name is Yvette Ferguson, and she is 71. Uh-huh. Plays a character named Mrs. Fuller. Don't know why she has a name, because it seems like she dies as part of the opening scene. Not much screen time for old Yvette.
Give her a credit.
Unless she comes back.
Give her a credit. She's earned it.
Another actress on the set was talking about how awesome it was. In a weird quote, I was within her vicinity. God, it was beautiful. Everyone started clapping. She was so pumped. Some of Yvette's more recent work, Midnight Mass. She was on an episode of that.
Okay.
And Child's Play back in 2019.
Oh, nice.
And I don't buy this story. I am skeptical. A kid in Kentucky accidentally ordered 70,000 suckers on Amazon.
Right.
I'm not doubting that that could actually occur, but I'm doubting the purchase itself.
Okay.
So a woman named Holly says her second grader got online, got on the computer, and decided she wanted some lollipops. She wanted some suckers. So she ordered 30 cases of Dum Dums. Each case had 2,340 suckers, which means she was getting more than 70,000 of the things. And it was costing nearly $4,000.
That is awful.
So mom discovers, look at this charge to my bank account. I'm guessing because it's $4,000. And then she contacts Amazon. She says initially they were chill. Like a rep told her she could just refuse the delivery and they would refund her money.
I find that hard to believe.
In my mind, that means you can go and cancel the order. But she had like the Amazon driver turn up and no one was there.
Okay.
Or they didn't knock or something. They just stacked all the cases on her porch.
Mm-hmm.
And once they were delivered, Amazon said they couldn't take them back. I'm guessing because they're a food item.
Yeah.
So she told the story online and a few news stations, and people started ordering the boxes from her to help her out
because
she was out for grand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She did manage to sell them all. Eventually, Amazon reached out and said they'd refund her money. But it was probably because people online were so upset. And also, she was trying to resolve it with her bank, where they didn't get the money anyway.
Right.
Amazon wasn't taking the suckers back. So Holly told the people that bought the Dum Dums, if she did get the $4,000, she would just donate the money that they gave her.
Right.
Right. Or they could give her the suckers, or if they hadn't picked them up, she'd donate those. Whatever. She was trying to rectify it. She was trying to make, you know, it wasn't like a quick grift to make some cash.
Right.
But she says she'll change the settings on her phone so it doesn't happen again. And I don't know if the son got to keep any of the Dum Dums. I'm guessing he wasn't that heartbroken if he didn't, because he never would have ordered Dum Dums in the first place because they're trash candy and wants a Dum Dum.
Hey, you don't think that it's... You don't think that that's...
No, I think if a kid was going to order candy, it wouldn't be Dum Dums.
That's not the one you'd go to.
Those are dinky little lollipops.
That's...
They're like the only candy that my child won't finish.
That's okay. That's a good.
It takes two licks and then throws it on the floor.
It's not even.
No matter where he is,
it's probably not even going to be top five.
No,
top 10. So how is that the one that there's 74,000 up?
Right, like I think mom needed them for something.
Slightly skeptical.
And
slightly
then, she just overordered.
Yeah,
maybe wine was involved. Who knows? But she should also order a Ring doorbell camera. So next time she can see when $4,000 worth of Dum Dums are being delivered to her front porch. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
Kind of like when the ACMs announce awards early.
Oh.
Like Zach Top and Ella Langley.
Yes.
Taking new male and new female artists, respectively.
They don't make you wait till the big show to give you... a little bit of a preview.
A little taste.
Exactly. By the way, you can stream these coming up Thursday, Amazon Prime. No Prime membership is required.
7 p.m. Central. Mm. Tune in. So our freebie is, of course, an answer to the Money Minute, which we do every day at around 8:25. Mm. You can sign up for this, get $100 richer, maybe even richer than that.
I mean, definitely richer.
If a few things start to come together here in the next few weeks.
Don't tease them with this.
But for now, that's what we got.
It's not a done deal.
And for now, this is what we got. So your freebie for today, India. India.
Remember that.
That is an answer. Not going to tell you the question. Although India is in the question. Maybe it's a 50-50 shot.
Oh, okay. So this is going to be even
easier.
Easier than normal.
All right. So you only need 9 more answers and you get $100. Make sure to sign up now. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Well, let's talk to Lisa from Harris County Pets because it is the season and they are slammed. How are we doing today, Lisa?
The slammed is a nice way to put it. We are bursting at the seams with animals right now. You know, like you said, it's the season. It's puppy season. It's kitten season. And man, when I tell you we are bringing animals in just in the nick of time, they come in, they finally feel safe for a minute, and then they give birth. And so we are we're bursting at the seams with good pets. And that's one of the reasons that the Bissell Pet Foundation is so important to us, is because they know how many animals we have and they want to help us empty out the shelters. And so now through May 15th, they are offering reduced adoption fees.
Oh, dude.
So if you come out to any of our events that have adoption buses or you come to our shelter here, we have great deals. Come on by. But really, sometimes, you know, we're not devaluing the pet by offering a reduced adoption fee. We're just saying save that money that you would spend on the adoption fee and spend it on a new dog bed or your next month of, you know, flea and tick prevention. We're just making it more accessible to folks. And honestly, if you're the type of person who's going to open your home to an animal that's not a puppy or a kitten, any of the animals here over 5 years old are completely free.
How incredible
is
that?
So that's now through the 15th.
But this is a great opportunity because, like, if you are looking for a pet, I mean, you've got your literal pick of everyone's litters right now that are over there. But if the puppies and kittens and everything else weren't enough, you guys are, like, event heavy as well, right? What do y'all have? What are some of the things y'all have going on?
Yeah, we're really proud of our kind of community programs that we've really been pushing for the past year or so. And we're really trying to get out and offer opportunities for free and low cost vet care for our community. So some of them are by appointment. Some of them are first come, first serve. We have one coming up on the 9th and it's a vaccine and microchip event, which I know tons of people are looking for those opportunities. And this one is near Bel Air. And, you know, with these, they're first come, first serve. And I think we have 50 pets that we can serve. And generally our rules for these walk-up events is 2 pets per household. And we prefer for Harris County residents, but you'll get your vaccine and your microchip, which, by the way, not everybody knows this, microchips are required in the county. That's your form of pet registration.
Yes, they
are. If you haven't gotten your pet microchipped yet, super important to do that. And then, we also have our spay and neuter events that are happening, but those are by appointment. So that's when we recommend folks go on our website, countypets.com, or on our social media, which is Harris County Pets on Facebook and on Instagram. That's where we announce all of those events coming up. And those appointments do fill up quick. So, if you're hearing us for the first time right now, go onto your social media pages, follow us, and make sure that you see our posts so that you can see when these events are coming up.
And these pets, these events, they don't have to be animals that you have adopted from Harris County Pets. I mean, they can be an animal that is just in your house. I think some people might get confused by that. Like, oh, but I didn't get my animal at Harris County Pets, so I clearly can't take advantage of the microchipping event. That is not true.
No. Not true at all. We want anyone and everyone. We don't care where you got your pet. We just care that you're taking care of them. And, you know, the same is true for our wellness clinic here at the shelter. That is also by appointment, but that's for anybody. You don't have to be a Harris County resident and you don't have to have adopted from us. If you need to get wellness services for your pet, that's what our clinic is for.
And so you should look into those prices. Very, very affordable.
It's a great thing. And if you're not looking to adopt, just remember you can always foster and they would love to see you
right now.
You
can foster anything at any age.
Yep.
Our amazing foster team goes out and they do temperament tests on these animals to make sure that they are safe and ready to bring to your home. They're going to send home a dog who gets along with other dogs and with people. So if you are hesitant because you think you're getting something that's, you know, maybe came in a little bit broken, we're going to make sure that the animal that you take home is safe and we provide food and medicine and vet treatment and everything. We just need you to provide the love and the space.
Lisa, thank you so, so, so much. Where can they find you online?
We are at countypets.com on our website and then Harris County Pets on all of our social media. Follow us, say hi, give us a shout out in the comments. We sure could use the support of our community.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Thomas, right? Thomas, what's the deal with you and Jackie?
My friend called me Little T.
Sorry?
Little T. You know, you can call me Little T. Everybody else does. Mine's my grandma, probably.
Oh, so we're friends?
Don't answer that. We'll go with Little T. What's going on with Big Jackie?
No, it's she's just Jackie.
You ain't no big. No, all right. No, sorry. I carried away. Continue.
Yeah, so me and Jackie, I've been trying everything I could think of to get at this girl. And, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to break her down, you know?
All right. So is she just some girl we know from, like, Instagram or something?
No. We're friends. I mean, we're like friends, like in real life. You know, we know each other.
Like friends or like friends?
Yeah.
You know, just regular, like, you know, regular kind of friends, okay. You know, like we've known each other for years, you know, we run in the same circles, you know a lot of same people, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Has she ever, texted you for any reason? Just, one human to another.
Oh, yeah. No, she texts me all the time. Okay. I mean, we hang out.
Right.
You know, we hang out. We all of that stuff, you know, I mean, what kind of creep you think I am here?
Dude, we kind of have to ask.
I'll do our due diligence.
All right. So you're legitimately friends, but from your email, you are looking for a little bit more.
Yeah, I am. It's actually kind of recent. I haven't felt this way the whole time that we've been friends. You know, at least I don't think I have, but. Man, recently, I mean, I think we should give it a shot, you know? Like, successful relationships, they start out as friends first, right? Like, okay. They're together, but they're also friends.
Makes sense.
I mean, you know, we have that, right? We have the friendship. We've done that. Why not take it to that next level?
Because she doesn't want to? I mean, she must feel otherwise, or else you wouldn't have reached out to us.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so that's like the side of this, right? Oh, my bad. I mean, you could believe that, right? I mean,
radio. Yeah. Not a problem.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm just, you know.
It's okay.
Frazzled. Yeah, we got it.
I'm no stranger to the friend zone. I mean, it's a real thing. And man, does it suck. It sucks. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't. I'm telling you, man. But, I just don't know, if she's been burned in the past, you know. But, man, I feel like there's something here, you know. Like, she just doesn't want to act on it, you know. Like, maybe she's scared, you know. Maybe she thinks it's a bad idea, you know, taking it to the next level. I don't know. I just think that's dumb, you know. You don't let the past blind your future, you know?
Very inspirational.
Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, or maybe she's into me, and maybe she just kind of, I don't know, sucks at flirting.
Okay.
Like, that could be a thing, right? That could happen.
Right.
Dude, I've been doing my part, all right? Believe me. I've been trying to send her signals, but... I don't know. Maybe I'm just not being aggressive enough or direct enough.
Okay, right.
So here I am.
Yes.
Here I am.
Having his color is both aggressive and direct. Yes, winning combination.
All right, we're going to call Jackie. We're going to see how this shakes
That's
out.
Right.
That's next on Frito and Katie.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Little T and Jackie.
We're going with that, huh?
Okay. Little T, he said his friends call him Little T, and we are his friends now.
Yep.
He has been friends with her for a long time and into her for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to progress the relationship, right? See where things go. Thinks the best relationships start as friendships.
Which is something.
Says he's throwing all the signals at Jackie, and she's not getting it. There's some disconnect here. I think maybe she understands what's happening and she's not about it, but let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Jackie?
Yeah, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, we're Frito and Katie. Before we go too far into this, can you just confirm you in fact know a guy named Thomas?
Right.
Like, in person, you have a real friend named Thomas.
Yes, in real life.
Yeah, Thomas, I mean... Oh, you mean...
Oh, right. Sorry. Lil T.
yeah. I know him. Wait, why? Did something happen?
Oh, no. Nothing like that. He's fine, Jackie, which you'll see sooner rather than later here. But how would you describe your relationship with Lil T?
I mean, he's a friend. I guess that's the best way to... Yeah, he's a friend.
Okay.
Right.
Just making sure we're not emboldening some stalker or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's the thing, Jackie. Thomas, Little T, he reached out to us because he has got thoughts about this friendship.
Yeah, hey, Jackie. I think...
Oh, hey, Thomas.
Right.
Hey there. Look, I think I'm looking for more than friendship. You know, I've been trying to get that across for a while. And I mean, it's great and all that we're friends and we hang. But, you know, I'm just looking for more. You know, Jackie, I got plenty of friends. And, I don't know if you were picking up what I was putting down, but I figured if you weren't, well, you know, being direct, that's the best way to go, you know?
I definitely got the signals. It's been a little obvious.
Okay. All right. So his other theory on this, which honestly makes a lot of sense, is this a friend zone type of situation?
Oh, my God. Stop it with the friend zone, okay?
You don't believe in the friend zone?
Or he's not in the...
He's not in it.
Yeah.
No, us being friends it's not a negative. That's stupid. But then so is his nickname.
Oh, no.
I can't date a guy who goes by such a juvenile name.
Wait, what?
your name. You tell people to call you Little T? What? I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? That's terrible.
I mean...
How am I supposed to introduce you to people?
Come on now, that's a little harsh, Jackie, you know? I mean, I can't help my name, you know?
Except you totally can, though. Man.
Your name is Thomas. Okay, Thomas, what you're talking about, it's a nickname. There's nothing stopping you from changing your nickname. Little, there's nothing little about you. You're a grown man.
Well, that's why I kind of like it. I mean, look, why does it bother you so much? I mean, it's just, all right, yeah, it's dumb, you know, but man, my friends have been calling me that since before I can remember, you know, I mean. You know, I don't see a problem.
Right.
It speaks to your maturity, okay? You want me to introduce you to who? My boss? My parents? Hey, guys, it's my boyfriend, Little T. Ugh. No, he's not a rapper. He's an HVAC. Honestly. Who even has nicknames anymore, minus you? I can't even remember the last time I ever heard one. Registered to vote or are old enough. You should shed the dumb nicknames. No one can take you seriously. Trust me.
Okay. Well, what if he just went by T? Like, if he just lost the little.
He could be regular T.
Regular T.
I could be T.
Can't be Ice T.
No nicknames. None. Like, it's not the 80s. No grown man, no adult should have a nickname. The flag isn't just red. It's waving.
Wow. Well, okay. I mean, tell us how you really feel, Jackie. But
man,
Thomas, little T.
T.
Thank y'all for the time today.
T. 713-881-5500. I'm going to call him Sweet T.
You know, I could call Sweet T.
Sweet T.
Let's be real. It does not matter. You cannot. I do see what she's saying. You cannot take someone serious. And I know how weird that is for me to say that.
Frito
is.
But your wife doesn't call you Frito.
Nope, does not. I do not make people call me by my radio name. Most of them choose
just his dog name.
Oh Lord! But there is a point where or am I wrong? Like, I mean,
are nicknames not uncommon?
I don't think they have. When was the last time you knew someone our age that had a nickname?
Well, I was reading a story that said even names now aren't getting shortened. So, like, there are more Catherines than Katie's.
Oh.
My son is a Russell. We call him Russell. I want to call him Rusty, but my husband is kind of, like, putting his foot down.
That would be a nickname. That would be a nickname.
Lucille, we call her Lucy. So, that's...
Are people getting away from this? Are people genuinely not doing nicknames anymore?
Supposed to... Like, is there an age? Like, should I become a...
Yeah, what is the age where you have to give up your nickname? Look, call us 713-881-5500. We will see what y'all have coming up next on Frito.
Call, text, tweet, or just holler really loud. Hit up Frito and Katie anytime at 713-881-5500.
Talking nicknames this morning. Little T.
Little T.
Not getting it done. Maybe not not a dateable name for a man.
A grown man. Is that unfair to be
nothing little about him?
That's little T. That's weird.
A little bit off-putting. And our nicknames falling out of fashion.
Let's see what you guys think. John from Magnolia.
Is your real name John?
Yeah, is that, or is, like,
is
your
that
name
short for something?
Julius or
Jonathan?
Something? Yeah. What do you think?
So it is short for Jonathan, but it's okay. John, right? So right. It's just a smaller version, right? It's not a nickname. It's just a smaller version of the name.
Okay, it's an abbreviated version. Yeah, we don't count that as a nickname.
Right. Now, I am in HVAC, right? And I am here to tell you right now.
You work with little T?
I'd probably pick on him and our team. I would probably, that little T, we would probably pick on him. Now, you know, I definitely, for one, would. I know the certainty
in his voice is what
I mean, she said he wasn't little at all. I was thinking, but if he was, I mean, that's the guy that can get into all the vents.
Yeah, exactly. I think
that's the guy you want.
Yeah.
End of day two, he would believe he is little. I would pick him.
In more ways than one.
John, okay. Thank you for the call.
That would be my mission.
Amazing. Sailor, real name, nickname, what do we got?
So, I feel like it depends on the circumstance. Little T, a little bit too much. I think it's a no-go. He's too old for it. No. And I think, by the way, any man that includes little in his name, I don't think that's a good.
Well, I don't think that was a given. I don't think he gave himself the nickname, which actually might make it worse.
Someone called
him. He said his friends have called him that forever.
At some point, and then it kind of kept on growing. But yeah, if you're gonna do it, you gotta go like Big Jim.
Well, no, but what if you're massive and you're called Tiny?
Well, that works.
Then it's a humorous nickname.
Yeah, you're right. Then it kind of works the opposite way too. Is there an age limit though? Is there an age limit where it's like, hey, it's like 21? 25?
I think so. I think, you know, 21, 25, yeah, when you're old enough to vote.
The ballot box is the determination. I like that. That makes sense to me. Hey, thank you so much. Tracy, all right. So we're talking nicknames. Maybe they're going away. Maybe they're not. I don't know. What do you think?
I was going to tell you my story about my nickname.
Yes, please.
Well, I'm 41 now, but since I was 2 years old, my family has called me Boo. And anyway, I could not stand it like my whole life. And then by the time I started getting nieces and nephews, my mom had the nieces and nephews call me Aunt Boo. And I was like, oh, my God, I could not stand it. So when my son was born, he's 18 now. When my son was born, my mom wanted to call him Baby Boo, and I was like, no, not happening.
putting your foot down.
Generational nicknames. That is incredible.
So thank God my son did not ever call me Boo. You know, it's so, yeah, that, but now that I'm older, most of my family and friends, they call me Boo. But now I'm like, it doesn't matter.
You've just
enough people know you as Tracy.
They've right. No, they've worn you down is what this is. A lot of years.
Well, she didn't say her name was Boo.
That's true.
Yeah.
You've retained your identity, Tracy.
You're Tracy great to work. Us. Yeah. Absolutely Tracy to us. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. 713-881-5500 if you want to weigh in. We'll talk to Moria next. This is an interesting conversation.
Frito, nickname. Katie, not nickname, real as determined by the text line.
Real name. But how do you feel about nicknames? Does it make you come across as childish? Should you abandon them at a certain point?
Is everyone that has one hiding right now, avoiding the phone lines?
What do you think? Jana, all right, let's talk nicknames.
So, okay, first and foremost, I think there's a difference between a nickname and the shortening of a name.
Well, people
brought that up.
Yeah.
So, like, if he were going by Tom, I could understand, but like, even if he was shortening it to Tommy, I understand where she's coming from. But as a woman, you don't want to be dating a man that goes by a rapper nickname or even like Tommy.
Tommy is too much.
So if there's a Y on it.
Oh no.
Don't say a Y.
It could be an IE.
No. And that's a personal thing. Like I couldn't. Let me put it this way. My husband's given name is Steven with a V or with an N.
Right.
Okay.
And it took me over a year to get comfortable with him having his friends call him Steve. Because I'm so accustomed to his given name, not even just when he's in trouble or anything.
I was gonna say, if you call everyone by their full names, what happens when you're in trouble? It loses its power.
You got to have something to put the mom voice
into. Yeah, I guess that's when you use the middle name.
Exactly.
You use the middle name, and you don't use the last name. If you use the first name and middle name together without the last name, you know it's serious.
Amazing. Hey, Jana, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. Howdy, Freedom and Katie. Who's this?
This is Pepper.
Pepper.
That's my nickname.
Pepper.
Pepper's a nickname.
Okay. Oh, we love Pepper.
Pepper has the life.
It's a fitting nickname.
Okay, so that's the other thing I want to get into. If you have the rizz.
If you can back it up.
To pull it off.
Yeah.
No one's going to question this. Yeah. Pepper is definitely in that camp.
Yeah.
That is not my real name, but they named me that ever since I put foot on an offshore rig. I've been Pepper for 40 years now.
Exactly.
And even if I have my real name on my resume, but in parentheses, I also have Pepper because that's what everybody calls me at the jobs and out in the construction. Everybody calls me that. No one calls me by my real name.
So you've adopted that as your.
Well, but that's actually a good point because on your resume, were someone to say, I'm not familiar with this person.
Pepper.
But Pepper. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just heard a story. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I've heard you're such a hard worker.
So, and then my son, he's 29 now. Everybody calls him Swoop because when he was a baby, he used to, you know, do like the, what they call the fly, the guys that jump out of the planes, and he just caught on and everybody calls him Swoop. And my mom runs
in the family.
and then my mom, when he was a baby, called him Papu. You know, so to be honest now, Little Chi is really not as bad as this girl is really making it out to be. If she knows he's not little, what you worried about?
That's true.
The name should not stop the relationship unless it's something else that she's not telling you. So Little T is probably something somebody has hung on him and it just stuck.
You know,
it has nothing to do with his personality. It has nothing to do with his character. It has nothing to do with his integrity. So what? maybe, you know, she needs to get away from that. To me, it's childish, but you know.
It tells me he's fun. He doesn't take everything so seriously. And God, you need that to get through life.
The first thing I do, if I met somebody named Lil T, I'm going to look at him and say, oh, really? You're going to have to show me. I'm going to show you.
You're going to have to
show me. And once you show me that, then I'll be like, okay, I'll call you Lil T. You know.
That's up to me to decide.
Never change. Never change. We love you so much.
Have a good day. You
too, bye, Pepper. Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
I love you guys so much. I love you.
On 100.3 The Bull. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Do you remember the news that Dolly Parton was getting her own musical?
I do remember someone was doing that. I don't remember a lot of the details about it. I just remember someone saying it at some point. Everyone celebrated because it's Dolly. And that's the last I've heard of it.
I remember some of the stories coming out about the audition tapes. Like, they were getting wild stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Dolly was like, you wouldn't believe it. Got some great people. Drag queens auditioned. All kinds of people.
I kind of want to see them tapes.
Then they had people that went a little too far.
Right.
She was like, you get to do that at the nightclubs across the street. But that is not happening on Broadway, okay? So the show is called Dolly, an Original Musical. Makes its world premiere July 18th in Nashville. Then it'll go to Broadway to debut in New York City next year.
Yeah, they're kicking it off, and I do remember that.
And they have found their Dollies. And yes, Dollies, because it is not just one, it is three.
You gotta have eras.
Different stages in Dolly's life.
Mm.
They are Katie Rose Clark, Carrie St. Louis, and Quinn Titcomb.
Okay.
Katie and Carrie are both Broadway regulars. They've appeared in a lot of big musicals. And Quinn is from South Florida and has done some regional productions.
Really?
The show has received a ton of interest, like so much so it's already added two more weeks to the end of its run at Belmont University's Fisher Center.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's selling.
Which is pretty great.
Out like crazy. Like absolutely crazy. And I don't know. I'll never see it. I'm going to assume that if you can impress Dolly, you can crush.
You got the chops.
You got what it takes.
Absolutely.
And so from that aspect, She's got a good eye for talent.
Remember, she found Carly Pierce.
Yes, she did.
Speaking of legends, Reba McEntire, she's hosting the ACMs, which you can watch on Thursday on Amazon Prime. Totally free.
Fantastic.
No Prime membership required.
Fantastic.
60th anniversary.
Great time.
I'm sure Dolly will be there.
Yes, I have no doubt. She's everywhere these
Looking
days.
Looking fabulous, as per usual. Let's talk about some parenting style. FAFO is the hot new trend. F around and find out.
As a parenting strategy?
Yep. Huffington Post just did a story on it. Jason Kelsey's wife, Kylie, and her podcast talked about it.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of helicopter parenting. It's not new, but the idea is you let kids kind of figure it out.
Let them find out.
Exactly. So it's not necessarily with everything, especially dangerous things. Like, you're not going to have them run out into an intersection to find out what happens.
Yeah.
But like, if a kid doesn't want to wear a coat is the example they give.
Right.
It's raining. Kid doesn't want a raincoat. Mom says, fine. Then he's soaking wet and miserable later on.
I don't see a problem with that necessarily.
Well, no, but the issue is, where are you going? Is a kid going to school? Because the school's going to have an issue with that. Are you with the kid for the rest of the day and going somewhere? Because you're now miserable.
So there are consequences.
It's like if you're home. Yeah, there are consequences for other people.
They become your consequences.
Exactly.
Which I think is important to keep in mind. I think that's
fair.
Is
your kid going to get sick?
Right.
Because if you're the Kelseys, perhaps you have resources that the average American does not have.
But then you're staying home.
Exactly.
For a few
and
days.
If both of you work. You know, both parents work. What then? Or you're a single parent. What then?
Yeah, they kind of got you between a rock and a hard place when it comes to some of these things. And I that makes sense, man. I did not think of it that way. But a lot of their consequences are the inconveniences that fill up your life.
Yes, and then not all consequences are immediate.
True.
What happens down the line?
Mm.
You're talking about bigger things, bigger issues.
Talking about teenagers.
Teen pregnancy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like you really...
You don't really want to roll the dice on everything. That's all I mean.
I know what I... And you guys can weigh in on this. I'm sure there's some people that will swear by this. But like, yeah, you don't...
The kid doesn't need to touch a stove to find out it's hot.
Yeah, there are middle grounds to this where it probably makes sense. But like, honestly, I don't know that... I don't know that I'd want to roll the dice with this stuff.
Experts say letting your kid learn their lesson can teach them problem solving skills, help them learn to be more independent, but you got to make sure they are of the right age
and that they
understand.
Exactly.
And you also don't want to be mean. You can't use this as like a weapon.
No, you can't. You can't, when they come to you after messing up, that you cannot say, I told you so.
You're not supposed to, no.
Because that is...
I don't know what you're... How did that work out for you?
Right, I don't know.
But I also think if you were to do that, especially in that example, you would then provide clothes. You'd be like, I brought a change of clothes.
You'd say, okay. Oh, I get you. Hey, you messed up.
No worries. It happens.
Now I'll take some care clothes. Of this for you.
And children also learn by repetition. So I do think there are instances where it's appropriate to say, no, you need to wear a coat. You're going to be cold. Then they refuse. Then you give it to them later.
Interesting.
But maybe... It's just called parenting, and it didn't need a new style. Every child is different, so keep that in mind.
Yes.
Parenting also a tough job. Is it one of the toughest jobs in America?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, yeah, it'd probably be number one, but I don't think they actually looked at it. This was more in line with teachers because it is National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Oh,
thank you, teachers.
Acknowledge them.
Part of Teacher Appreciation Week. Thank you, teachers.
Thank you, teachers.
And the top tough jobs in the United States of America. Number 10, oil worker. Number 9, air traffic controller. Farmer. Number 8, 7, astronaut. I mean, if you get stuck on the space station.
No. But that's not.
As of late, yes, I'll give that to you. Paramedic.
Looks like NFL player. But it's like there's so few of them. I don't. Okay, paramedic.
Cop at number 5.
Absolutely.
Doctor, number 4.
Yes.
Military personnel. Member of the military, 100%. Number 3. Construction worker, number 2.
Yes.
Top of the pile. Firefighter.
Teachers are not on the list.
16th place.
Okay, we might have to save this for a later day.
Also, roofer got kind of low.
I cannot understand how teacher is not top 3. I'm gonna give you some wiggle room. I don't get how it's not top 3, and that just comes from knowing teachers. Hell, not knowing teachers. Knowing the channel to turn to watch the evening news.
Yes.
Like, that's all I need to know.
I also think you need to look at some of these jobs and how much are they paid?
Yes. If you get a lot of money.
It doesn't mean it's an easy job.
No, but it means you are compensated for.
Exactly.
The
effort. Teacher, we know you're not. So I would reorder this.
Ooh.
Doctor's going to take a hit.
Wow.
Teacher's going way up. Roofer's going way up.
It has to be. If you factor wage into it, it's probably
number. Installing drywall. All right, this is a conversation for another time. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Woo! Cooking it dog, yes!
On 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
All right, Caitlin's in for Money Minute today, and you said you were very nervous to do this. Which I hate. I hate that this is a nerd. Just, this is simple.
Nerves are good. Nerves will get you through this.
Maybe they will. Katie's going to give you 10 questions. Your job is to get all of them right in 60 seconds. You can pass on the questions. Just say pass. We'll come around to those at the end if we have time. But once you give an answer, there is no changing it. Does all that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, Caitlin. Is Katie ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this thing.
What flavor is amaretto liqueur? Amaretto.
Perry.
What is the capital of Arizona?
Phoenix.
True or false? Swiss cheese can only be made in Switzerland.
False.
What do you call small pieces of colored paper often scattered around at celebrations? Colored
confetti?
Paper. An adjective is a word that describes a what?
Pass.
What is Eminem's real name? Eminem. The rapper, not the cat. A romantic meeting between two people who have never seen each other before is called a what?
A blind date.
What country is the world's leading banana grower? India or Brazil?
India.
Taste the rainbow is the slogan for what candy?
Skittles.
What Greek hero from Homer's epic was invulnerable except for his heel? His heel.
Well, except to guess.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. How did she do?
She did very, very well. Let's go over some of these, though. What flavor is amaretto?
I'm going to say...
almond.
Is it almond?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say hazelnut.
It's almond.
Okay, almond.
Hazelnut's like, what, frangelico?
Is that the other... one of the other ones.
An adjective is a word that describes... a noun.
Person, place, or thing?
I think you were thinking of something more advanced, you know, so that your brain just kind of short-circuited. What is Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers. Right.
And then lastly, really just because we ran out of time, what Greek hero from Homer's poem was invulnerable except for his heel?
Achilles. The Iliad.
Yes, his Achilles.
The weirdest, dumbest superhero weakness that possibly has ever existed. But yes, here we are. That wasn't bad. That was pretty dang good, Caitlin. Now, remember, you want to sign up again because that way we can have you back on. Hopefully you can knock it out of the park and pay you. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
And you should sign up as well. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Pasadena Strawberry Festival is coming. May 15th and May 18th. Scotty McCreery is performing. Clay Walker is performing. And they got all the strawberries.
All.
In Pasadena, Dina.
Including... allegedly.
The world's largest strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, and we don't know if that's been done or if it's an attempt or what.
Maybe it's a record and they're keeping the record?
Maybe so, but either way.
I want to eat the world's largest strawberry shortcake.
I love it. And if you want to go, our phone number is 713-881-5500. We started the show talking about a little AI magic, and that would be the fact that there are driverless AI trucks.
I would not have used the word magic, but
zipping around I-45.
Totally safe, guys, says the president of the company.
I'm playing this clip again because I still, the person that you ask about this is the president of the company that's making money?
We have tested this thing, as I mentioned, for years and millions of miles. We have had some of the best truck drivers in the world come and sit in the cab and actually observe.
The company's flagship product.
Clearly.
Would you put your family, would you put your children in the back of it?
That is what I think should be required.
They put frozen pastries, which no one commented on.
Which, hey, whatever.
Do they arrive in a timely fashion?
And I'm not besmirching the name of the company that said that, hey, very well may work. I'm nervous about it. And here is why.
Well, I don't like taking jobs away from people.
That also hits me a certain kind of wrong. But I want to talk a little bit about AI. Specifically AI in the fast food game, which I have had a little bit of experience with recently. And we are going to use this for a round of a game that we call Price is Right Trivia. So we're going to give you a statistic. You are going to try to guess the percentage associated with the statistic. And as we have all seen, Price is Right, I assume we know the real big key here is the closest without going over.
So you will be competing against one other contestant today.
Yes.
And whoever gets the closest without going over will win a family four-pack to Pasadena Strawberry Festival.
That is correct. Now, the question for today. Employees have to intervene at a fast food restaurant. What percentage of the time when AI is involved? So let's say you've had that experience where you drive up and it's clearly not a human taking your order. And you're thinking to yourself, this is weird. This is strange.
I have never had this occur.
What you have not. Oh,
I was on the phone with you. I was on the phone with you.
I've had this happen. We'll have to tell that story in a bit. What percentage of the time does the machine mess up and a human employee have to go in and intervene to get it right?
So the percentage of times AI gets it wrong.
Basically, yes. What percentage of times does AI get it wrong in the fast food game?
Ooh.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
The time do humans get it wrong?
That is the other question.
What percentage, when the human intervenes on behalf of the AI, is it still wrong?
Is it still
wrong? Is it a Popeyes?
We were going for the exact same restaurant as the example. Call us. We'll get your guesses next on Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Price is Right. Trivia is back.
Yes, it is.
And we have tickets to the Strawberry Festival in Pasadena.
And we're talking AI for a variety of different reasons. We're focusing this on AI in fast food restaurants. And you've not experienced this personally. Like, you've never had that thing. You drive up to the window and all of a sudden AI
It's a robot?
Voice.
No.
It's a robot.
I don't know what I would do, actually.
It's immediately distinguishable.
Are you using the app today?
Yeah. Basically.
No.
Like, so the question is, what percentage of the time does AI get it wrong in those situations? Which I would say are relatively low stakes. Fast food. Okay, so you might be shorted a cheeseburger or something. What percentage of time does AI get it wrong? Let's meet our contestants today. Howdy, Frito and Katie. Who's this?
Hi. This is Pam Abear.
Okay, Pam. You're the first one for Price Right Trivia. Now, the big rule here is you want to be the closest without going over, so please keep that in mind.
Okay.
What percentage of time does AI get it wrong in fast food currently? What do you think?
23%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pam, have you experienced AI in a drive-thru yet?
Only once, and it was incorrect.
Where was it?
Tell us about
what fast food joint?
It was Taco Bell.
I was also a Taco Bell.
Very early adopters of the AI drive.
Wasn't it? It's so off-putting when you drive up and all, because it, you know, you can tell pretty quick. And there's even signs around like, "Hey, gang, AI is helping out a little bit today," and. I had the experience.
I would leave.
I ordered. It was all. And I was like, "Hey, would you like some sauce?" I was like, "Yeah, I want some fire sauce." One is what they put up on the board. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Hey, is everything correct?" I was like, "I would like more fire sauce."
Two
appears on the board. I was like, no. I want more fire sauce than that. Three. I didn't do this till it got to 10 to get a appropriate amount of fire sauce.
How did they screw up yours, Pam?
Yeah.
They just gave me the wrong food.
Oh, completely wrong.
Number one, you take very much time. And it automatically finishes out your order.
Classic. Yeah, you're on a timer as soon as you open
exactly.
your mouth.
Pam, hang on the line. Be right back with you.
Okay.
All right. Next one up today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Marvell.
Marvell. All right. Price Right Trivia. And again, big rule here, closest without going over. What percentage of time do you think AI messes it up? When in fast food, like in fast food restaurants, what percentage of time does AI screw up in some form or fashion where a human has to come in and fix it?
I'm going to say 2% because I'm thinking worldwide. I'm not thinking just Texas.
You're thinking somewhere.
Someone's figured it out. It might not be here.
They got it right. 2% of the time. You think it's that damn good that 2% of the time. Is when it met, and then every other time it's running.
Or maybe
flawless.
No one's using it really.
Yeah.
So. That part, nobody's using it, yeah. So.
There aren't that many to mess up.
Marvell, this is going to work out very well for you, but not for the reasons that you think. 22% of the time.
Oh, Pam was so close.
Pam got Ed closest without
going
over.
Yeah, that's the game.
And I feel bad because Pam.
Pam guessed 23%, but it's 22%, so Marvell wins.
Almost a quarter of the time, Marvell, in fast food, AI is wrong. And again, that is just a matter of cheeseburgers and tacos. What happens when it's a truck, Marvell?
When it's a semi on 45.
When it's a semi loaded down and headed through town on I-45 to drop off like 8 tons of frozen pastries. What happens then, Marvell?
I'm gonna say 100% because 45 always got car accidents.
True that. I hope that semi likes traffic.
Jim Adler's getting paid. Marvell, you are walking away with tickets to the Pasadena Strawberry Fest. Hang on the line. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
You know, it's so rare where a problem affects Florida that also affects us here in Houston. And that's exactly the way you want it. You don't want Florida problems. You don't want Florida problems.
What Florida problems do we have?
Peacocks, Katie. Peacocks. And I would say Florida might be a little bit further along than we are, but the peacock problem in Houston, and I...
Is it here? I know they were.
I'm trying to think of
I know they were becoming a nuisance in Spring Branch. Not this one, the one in San Antonio.
I want it. Don't
I see them on next door
this.
All the time.
Because I Memorial?
Is it, oh, maybe.
You guys at Memorial got a peacock issue? It's one portion of, I think, in Memorial in general. It's like one subdivision. And that's how it happens, frankly. Like, I had a...
You get one peacock too many.
And all of a sudden, it's on, man.
Overrun my peacocks.
My neighbor once, on a farm, had three peacocks. These were the most aggravating animal.
They're very mean.
Savagely mean.
My in-laws have a mango farm, and across the way they've got peacocks, and they attack the dogs.
You do not they're get into a yeah they're big birds, man. In Florida, it's become a huge issue. One veterinarian has launched a program to start administering peacock vasectomies. And
smart man.
I have no problem with this whatsoever. And before you think that sounds silly, listen to this.
So when I was growing up, there were no peacocks. You know, our neighborhoods were full of herons, blue herons, and ibises. I mean, the official bird of University of Miami is the ibis. That's what we want to see in our neighborhood.
Bin chicken.
Those are the native species. And now, really, you would think that our mascot is the peacock because they're everywhere.
A male will fight for his territory, even to the extent of attacking his own reflection in a car door.
This is true. If they see their reflection, they will go berserk, man. And yeah, it's going to be a huge problem in several different cities. They are classifying them as an invasive species.
How
in
many
some
invasive species does Florida have now?
You'd be better off counting regular species.
Yeah, the animals that are supposed to be there.
All right.
They've got monkeys.
They've
got monkeys.
They have a couple of islands where people have dumped their chimps.
They've got monkeys.
Yeah, people just decided to let them loose.
Same things with the pythons.
You can't go to Monkey Island, but it does exist. And frankly, you don't want to go there.
No, the Bernese pythons.
The pythons, 90% of the stuff that we wear on our boots comes from Florida because of those Burmese pythons. Some people let a snake into the swamp,
yep.
And then it became the super predator. You have anaconda-sized snakes out there.
Yep.
You can make money.
You've got iguanas falling out of trees.
Falling out of trees. And I'm sure there are others that we are missing. But like I said, I started this out being very clear. We do not want Florida problems. That is why we need to nip this in the bud now. Like, I like the strategy. Let's see if we can implement it. Say no to peacocks. And have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.